What can you use to refer to an old person who's really lively and recognized very well for his age? You could say, well, he's certainly what for his age?
Active or...
Somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition.
Languages.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And how about an insect that jumps around in tall grass?
Grasshopper. Go out in the back and call them.
What do some people call an old, dilapidated old house that might be falling down that they say that spirits live in?
I'd say it was handy. A handy man. Not be the same, but it's really a thing. Haunted.
And what do people say lives in a haunted house?
Ghosts and goblins and bats and all kinds of things.
Okay. Oh, do you have a name for anything, a general term for kinds of things that bring people bad luck? That they think bring bad luck.
Well, you mean like walking under ladders and things like that? And a black cat crosses your path to bring bad luck and walking under a ladder and like two people walking in a tree or something out there, one goes on one side and one the other. Yeah, we separate like that. That's bad luck. There's a lot of things. Of course, I don't believe them.
Okay, well, if some people think that certain people can bring bad luck, do they have a name for that kind of
truth?
That they call that person? What?
I don't know if they would put a spell on you. That's a long time ago, sure enough. Put a spell on me or something.
Would people call him a witch or a jinx or a hoodoo or a Jonah?
Something about that. I've heard about all kinds of things.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married? Okay. And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
A morgue.
Yeah. And what do you call the box that the body is put into?
Casket.
Well, they made it in a box. Well, that's what the casket
is. Well, if they don't put them in a vault, but they bury them in a box. You put the casket in a box. It's
like
a wooden box.
And then where do they bury
them? It's in the ground, in the grave.
Uh-huh. And what's the place called where they have all the ground?
Okay.
Graveyard
is some people say.
Okay. And what do you call flowing water that's like a river, only smaller than a river?
There's canals and creeks and branches, all about the same in the middle.
Would a branch be smaller than a creek?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And there's more frozen ditches on that.
Yeah. what do you call, flat, grassy country around the coast?
Marsh.
Okay. And what do you call a pair of scaps that hold up a man's trousers?
Fingers.
And do you have a name for the kind of gravy you make when you just add water to the grease of ham?
Ham gravy, or some people call it red-eye gravy.
Yes.
So we call it, we turn it kind of red into the
mouth. Is that just for sure cured ham, or is it for any kind of ham?
Well, I don't know. It might just be sugar cured ham. Because it would turn, I said brown, but they called it red-eye gravy. It would be kind of red, you know.